close enough for
approval of minutes of November 30th.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. Okay.
Wasn't even here. Sorry.
Yeah. I think as long as you can approve them based on something, something, something.
All right, we'll go on.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Yep. Opposed? Right. Resolution number 8, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate contract amount to be in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county Motorola Solutions, Inc., Department of Emergency Management. The reason we have that is it's only $12,000, but the Hector knows, Ryan, I don't know if you know, but
it's at the back of everybody's
bracket. Yeah. Oh, okay, great. What we did is we passed a resolution last year that said that when anything contract over $50,000, we have to approve. But you could have 30 contracts for $10,000 each, and we'd never have to approve anything. So once it gets above that, the aggregate, now we approve it. Hence why this is here. And just in the nick of time.
Sorry, I'm late.
That's okay. It's okay. You were going with Hector's phone, which bought you 2 minutes. So I went with my phone. So we're on your resolution number 8.
Okay.
I'll entertain a motion.
I'll move it to get this thing going.
Okay, second?
So, second.
Okay, right. Discussion?
Just really quickly, so wait, how many phones are we talking about here?
How many phones in the communication center? There's, let's see, there's 9.
A ballpark.
Yeah.
We've got
12.
All right, because there's $12,000 here, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
All right, so this is for 12 phones, approximately.
Right, but it's more extensive than that. I mean, it's the entire 911 phone system.
Okay.
Other discussions?
Nope.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yep.
Opposed? Okay, approved. Thank you. See, is that all you have? I'll go number 15, contract excess of $50,000 for Family Woodstock Department of Probation.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Any questions? Because we have the Department of Probation is represented. Hector. Okay. If there are no questions, no discussion, then all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Resolution number 21, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement with various municipalities for the operation of urgent Ulster Regional Gang Enforcement Narcotics Team, Ulster County Sheriff.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Okay, discussion?
All right, just for our audience, urgent. The sheriff's right here. The sheriff can describe urgent. No, I want you to do it.
Really, this is just a housekeeping thing. We do it every year. To sign the agreements with the different municipalities. We're trying to get it where we sign it maybe every 2 or 3 years, but we haven't gotten to that point yet. So every year we do USERT and we do urgent agreements.
Okay, cool. All in favor?
Just really quickly. Yep. So we've got Lloyd, New Paltz, Marlboro, and who else signed up right now? I'm trying to find the resolution here. Plattekill is the other one, right? Those four?
Plattekill, Newport, Shandaken, Woodstock, Marlboro, Ellenville, Probation, Homeland Security, and the DA's office.
Okay, I don't think we actually have that in the resolution.
No, we just have four.
Yeah, we just have the four
in resolution. We just have Lloyd, so Plattekill, Newport, and Marlboro in here.
All right, so Shandaken. And what else did I miss?
Plattekill, Newport, Shandaken, Woodstock.
Woodstock.
Marlboro. Village of Ellenville. Those are the towns. I don't think we need it for Homeland Security and probation.
No.
Okay. But Saugerties is not...
Saugerties is not.
No, they bowed out last year.
Okay. And town of Ulster.
Yeah, they're saving money. Of course, they forgot the $1 million+ worth of manpower that they got all those years, but let's... I'll leave that alone. How's that? There. See? I took that from you, Paul, because I know what you wanted to say.
All right.
Then, all in favor?
I
know we approve.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
22. Resolution 22, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement with various municipalities for the operation of urgent Ulster County Sheriff. This has New Paltz in it. I'm sorry.
The youth service.
Motion.
Yeah, this is youth service.
Yeah. A motion.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Okay. Yeah, this is youth service. Okay, sorry.
Time.
All right. Other discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 23, amending the Elsa County budget, appropriating unexpended funds from the New York State Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Services for the Law Enforcement Terrorism Prevention Program, Ulster County Sheriff. Move it.
I'll move it for discussion, but I just
have... Second?
Second.
Okay.
All right.
Discussion?
Sheriff, why don't you, if you can, I guess explain a little bit about what this is going towards.
It'll go towards communications in the capital project. Is that right, Steve?
The radio system?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's leftover money that we have not spent that we want to carry over to this year. That'll go towards the upgrade of the system.
So it's going for upgrades to 911 emergency. Okay.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Resolution 24, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Office of Indigent Legal Services for the Upstate Quality Improvement and Caseload Reduction.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion?
Nope.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay. I don't know which yellow I like better. This one is more of a goldenrod, but yeah.
By the way, if we can just take 5 seconds, just the last thing that we just voted on was for providing legal services for people who can't afford it, indigenous services. So just make sure you just...
Number 7, Resolution 64, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate contract amount in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County New World Systems Department of Informational Services. Do we have anybody from IS here? Nope. Okay.
Bob said he was, in his email, he said he was leaving it to the sheriff to explain this.
Oh, one. Okay. Okay.
He's leaving it to me? This
That's one? What he said.
I'm sorry, DJ, can you repeat the resolution?
Here.
It's New World Systems.
Let me see.
It's the extended term of agreement for support and maintenance of the Aegis public safety software and Trax interface. And it's for a bit under $115,000. It's Resolution 64.
I wish Bob had told me he wanted me to speak on it. Can
it's just a maintenance agreement, right? That's our record management system.
This is your record management system?
For support and maintenance of public safety or Trax interface.
Trax is
It's an Aegis, right?
Well, Aegis is the New World System. Yeah, but Trax is something.
Yeah. So what's
Trax? Trax is the accident and ticket reporting system that the state has that we're a part of. We write all our accident reports on that system and write all our tickets off of that system.
And you know what? Shame on me. Let's have a motion in a second, because I didn't do that. And then get into discussion.
I'll move it.
Okay.
Second. Second.
Okay. All right, sorry about that.
No, it's okay.
All right.
And I apologize on that. When I look at the resolutions, I see
you saw IS.
Didn't figure I had to be up on it.
No. I'm not looking to be the fly in the ointment. It's $115,000 of county money. This is straight 100% county money. So it's a matter in which I'm just, all right, so what are we, I can read where it says extends term of agreement. You know, what does that mean? Is it just, this is just servicing this software? Or maybe
maintenance agreement to
for $115,000?
Stay on the system.
If you go to the back, you have a copy. If you go to the second page, it shows
it's 22.
Billed quarterly for services provided per billings cycle. So it starts at 22 and 11, and then through 16, it goes to 28.7.
So it's a little over $10,000 a month, right?
Yeah.
Give or take.
Are we comfortable with it, or do we want to wait?
Do we have to pass this right now?
No.
Is it going to be like life or death? I say we wait for Bob Sudlow. Let him
Well, I'll bring more people from my office. If it had said the sheriff's office,
I can tell you my personal experiences with this stuff. You need upgrades all the time. If you don't have upgrades, you hinder your law enforcement people.
Okay.
So it's something that's very vitally important for the operations of the agency.
Okay. That works for me. I'm okay with that. And Sheriff.
And Kill Kenny.
And the Undersheriff.
And if anybody has any questions, if they want to email them to me or come over and ask, again, I apologize. It caught me by surprise because it says IS, so I didn't.
I totally understand. I'm not putting this on you. I'm actually putting it on Bob because he apparently thought that you should know it.
Like, yeah, you got to have and you got to maintain it.
Exactly. It's the backbone of the department. I mean. Yeah.
So do we want to wait or can we go ahead with it?
I'll go along with that.
Okay. All right. You okay with that?
I'm perfectly fine.
Okay. Then all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. 71.
I'll send Bob an email tomorrow.
Yeah.
Asking him the next time, please.
Yeah, no, because that's not, yeah, that's actually really not right.
Next time, let me know.
Yeah. Pecker.
Next time, let me know if I get
what's that?
Do I have to sign
if you, I get to play center field next time, let me know.
Did you?
I wait for okay. The pile up.
Okay. Authorizing the chairman of the Elks County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement with the State of New York Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services for interoperable communications resources, MuddleLink. MuddleLink?
Mutual Link. Mutual Link.
Emergency management. Motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Okay. Discussion? Questions? If none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. And last but not least, appointing and reappointing members of the Elks County Fire Advisory Board. Move it.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Okay. I see a lot of familiar names there. So, questions?
It's often the same names that have been there for quite some time.
Yeah. Questions?
And our two legislators are Mr. Lappin and Mr. Lopez.
That is correct.
Fantastic.
So, all right.
Ron, you'll have a laugh from there.
If no questions, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Sheriff, I know we have your year-end report.
Correct.
Because we can't have January's report because January's not done yet. So.
Yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory. We came 273,000 over our board-in revenue, 33,000 under in our telephone revenue, so we still came out way ahead of the game.
Okay.
We're waiting to see. It's too far or too early into 2016 to see how we're going to do. I don't want to base it on January because we're not doing so well in January. Okay. But the headcount of statewide, the headcount of inmates is way down. Okay. If we didn't have our board in town, our own headcount would be about 225.
Wow.
Which they built the new jail saying we were going to be almost 400 by now. So
yeah. Oh, that's okay. And that's. You know,
okay. All right. But we'll make it up. Oh, we got some things in the works.
Okay, cool. Well,
and that's actually part of my question. You know, look, with Dutchess County, you know, what's going on over there? I mean, I know we're probably still getting a little trickle of some of their guys.
Right? We are.
You know, which population are we getting right now?
Females.
Female. Okay. Yeah. The one that always kind of throws off the count in terms of.
Well, they need space over there. They don't have enough space over there for females.
So. Yeah.
But we'll take anything that they have. And anybody else. It's a cutthroat business right now. Every agency is looking to take in inmates.
I understand and appreciate that completely. Is the population going to dip enough to the point where it becomes feasible to close any portion of the jail?
We already have. We have. Last year we closed housing units down.
Have you closed a full pod or is it just...
Yes. Okay. Yep. Right. Dorms. We didn't close dorms. any pods, but we closed.
Yeah, you closed dorms. Yeah, I was gonna say. So, like, if you close a pod, that would be noteworthy.
We're on top of that. It saves on manpower, but I'd rather have the revenue come in.
Right.
No, I mean, and you know, we're all agreed. You know, look, I don't think there's anybody here, even remotely associated with with the old jail and that project, but you know, you're making good with a bad hand, you know, so to speak, but.
We're always looking to make revenue.
I mean, what's the plan, though, I guess, to try to get board-ins?
Well, we're counting on Dutchess. We estimated our revenue 15 inmates a day at $85 a day for 2016, which is $465,000. So we're hoping to make that. We're hoping to make more than that, obviously. We've talked to the feds. We've talked to immigration about getting some of their people in there. The problem is everybody has space. So the U.S. Marshals, they're keeping their people up near Albany because it's right by the airport,
yeah,
where they used to give them to us, and then we would bus them down to Stewart
yeah,
where they did the Con Air. So it's a business, and everybody has space, so I wish they didn't, but they do.
Yeah, I think the governor is even discussing closing a couple of facilities. I don't think he's noted what facilities, yeah, but I don't know what the pop is in the state, but you know, it's not like it used to be. It's not like when I worked. So, all right, and Sheriff, I want to thank you and your guys. I know you did a lot of work in Ellenville last week, and appreciate that. I got to tell you, I witnessed a little bit of it because it was on the corner, just down the street from where I live, and I saw a couple of individuals that are known people that like to film our mm-hmm, meetings here and in town, and they were handled professionally, swiftly, and they got the message. But you guys did a real good job with it, and they kept it everything real low key. Real low key. It wasn't like a circus. So pass that along if you would.
I will.
They represented well, as they always do.
Yep.
But they really represented well that day. So.
No, I got one other thing also. Yep. The county is looking to do a fire training center. I think they're going to do it at the college. We're looking to do a firearms range. Obviously, we won't want to do that at the college. But going through the parcels on the tax roll that the county is looking to take over, there's two parcels in Saugerties that the county is looking to take over. That would be one of which would be perfect for a range for the sheriff's office. We have a range now that we use underneath the Kingston Rhinecliff Bridge, but we're at the mercy of the town of Ulster, who owns that range.
Oh, okay.
So we can only use it when they say it's okay, and a lot of other agencies use it. Our other range that Corrections uses is on Lake Road, the Finch property, and again, that's private property. He allows us to use it, but we can only use it at certain times.
Okay.
So it's on our 2016 goals and objectives for the sheriff's office to find our own range.
Okay.
So good. Can I write a letter to you as a chairman,
sure,
to
yep,
look into this? I'll give you the parcel.
Yep.
Yep. Great.
And then we'll move it forward from there.
Yes.
I don't want to get into it today, but I am going to want to talk to you about the drone.
We don't have a drone.
Okay, because that's the word in the street, is that you were buying a drone for that.
No, we ordered one.
You ordered one?
Okay. Well, we didn't order a drone. We ordered a quadrocopter.
A what?
I'm teasing you.
Okay.
A quadrocopter. When you look at a drone, it looks like an airplane.
Yeah.
You know, and it's manned from Colorado, but it's flown over in Iraq.
Yeah. Yeah.
We ordered a quadrocopter that has high resolution camera on it, so it looks like a helicopter only with four blades on it. And we ordered that, and we're going to have it soon. We have a policy procedure we're going to put in place. We know what the FAA is requiring us to do. It's on back order because every agency has been ordering them.
Okay, good.
So whatever your questions are, if you email them to me, I guarantee I'll bring him at the next meeting, or you can stop in any time.
And okay, once the weather breaks and you get it,
yeah,
maybe we can have a demonstration.
Sure.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Part of old business, we have the government payment services program. That's the
GPS.
Right.
Yes, it's in the contract with them that at the end of 5 years, we go to another year after year agreement unless the county or GPS says they don't want it. We're happy with GPS, so it's just a matter of doing an amendment to the original contract, which, according to Maureen, the secretary, is just a matter of doing something in the logo system.
Okay. So she'll right do whatever so we can get it on a resolution so we can...
Well, I don't know if we need a resolution. That's,
okay,
that's the thing. I think it's just the way she put it. Of course, now she's on vacation, is that it's just an amendment to the logo system that would,
okay,
continue it for another year.
Okay.
But I can let you know between when she'll be back in a week and a half.
Okay. Okay. Please do. Anything else? Anybody?
And the GPS system, GUP payment, there's no cost to the county.
Right.
You know, okay. We just make dollars off of that when people bail themselves out.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't cost us anything.
Okay. All right. If there's nothing else, entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Anybody opposed, we shoot. So
Adjourned. Thank you, everybody.